MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 2, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:23 p.m. According to today's Salem News, the Marblehead School Committee met behind closed doors in executive session Monday to discuss Superintendent John Buckey's early termination clause in his contract. As of Tuesday afternoon, they had yet to announce whether any agreement had been reached. Buckey's future employment status has not been made public. Ethan Foreman is reporting in the Gloucester Daily Times that with the long-awaited $19.3 million interior renovation of Gloucester's 50-year-old police station courthouse complex at 197 Main Street beginning, and Gloucester District Court temporarily in session in Peabody, the police department has moved into its new temporary quarters on the second floor in the courthouse space. The renovation should take about 18 months to be completed. According to Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, the work to install and repair the gangway and float at Magnolia Pier is scheduled to start on August 7.
Yeah, so we've talked about it several times. So you recall this goes back to 2018-ish when they had the first pier that was destroyed. Prior to that, the volunteers fundraised into the work to replace the decking on the pier. But then that one was destroyed. It was rebuilt. And then a short time later, 2020-ish, the pier was okay, but the ramp and the float were wiped out. The ramp was severely damaged. The float was wiped out. So when I came into office, I found out that it was still lingering. There hadn't been much activity, much movement on it. So we got things moving along with the design and. Short time later, we had the big check came in from FEMA that will help fund this thing. And so we're finally at the point where we have the sign-offs from the state, the sign-offs from the Army Corps of Engineers. The materials have been ordered and delivered to the contractor. They're going to start this project next week. We're recording this on August 1st. So by the 7th, that should be underway, and by the end of August, completed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're happy about this. It's a long time coming.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Newbury Police Chief Scott Dumas received a vote of no confidence from the town's police union last month, the latest salvo in what appears to be a long simmering feud between some within the department. The statement from the local affiliate of the statewide Mass Cops Union declares the no confidence vote was not decided upon unanimously, but rather by a majority. The Daily Item is reporting that the Lynn Community Health Center has received a nearly $50,000 grant from Mass Development to fund equipment, renovations, and technology-related projects. The center will use the money to bolster its telehealth offerings by purchasing audio and video equipment to be installed in 14 small and medium-sized meeting rooms at LCHC's several locations throughout the city, with the aim of improving patient engagement. And the Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester is featuring three unique temporary exhibits this summer. This is Museum's director, Oliver Barker.
So we have three exhibitions, temporary exhibitions, that we are inviting people to see here at our downtown campus. Some of your listeners may be aware that in 2020, during the height of the pandemic, the museum opened a completely new second campus called the Cape Ann Museum Green, which is at the gateway to the city for anyone arriving here on this island of Rockport and Gloucester. It's a wonderful facility. We have a 12,000 square foot new building there called the Janet and William Ellery James Center, which is has a dual purpose, both to store our collections, but also to enable us to present more contemporary installations or exhibitions. So just closed there is an exhibition devoted to quarry art, where we engaged 9 local photographers to photograph the quarries of Cape Ann, and we had over 40 representations of their work, which was wonderful. But here to answer your question, downtown at the museum today through October the 16th, we have Edward Hopper and Cape Ann, which is an opportunity for people to see 63 works by either Joe Niverson Hopper, his wife, or Edward Hopper that are on display. In addition, we have Stuart Davis, A Portrait of Place, a wonderful exhibition within our Fitzhenry Lane Gallery that I hope is going to give everyone a great surprise, because we all know Lane, and many people may be familiar with Davis. They actually both operated out of Gloucester 70 years apart, And whilst they were so inspired by this place, their interpretations of the city and the harbour in particular couldn't be any more different. So that will be wonderful. And then the third exhibition that we're presenting is an exhibition called Coming Home. It's a selection of works from the collection of Janet and William Ellery James. The Jameses have very generously announced that they will be giving this collection, their collection of over 400 works, to the museum. And the exhibition we have on view shows just a small selection, 36 of those pieces. They've been selected to highlight the connections to Edward and Josephine Nivison Hopper, because the Jameses over a lifetime have been collecting wonderful examples of Cape Ann art, and their gift will add things to this museum that we've never had or we've dreamt of having but never thought we would have before. So very exciting, three things to see concurrently this summer.
That's the director of the Cape Ann Museum, Oliver Barker.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-4 last night in Seattle. That evens up the three-game series, a game apiece, with game three tonight. Beverly football coach Jeff Hutton was a guest with Rick Moore this week as we continued our series of interviews with North Shore football coaches. As for a big game that has influenced him as a football coach?
One game that influenced me as a coach would have to be, 2009-ish? 9-1 Gloucester versus 8-1 Beverly, Friday night up there, like that. If you didn't have a pulse, you weren't sure you liked high school football, then that would change your mind 100%.
Okay.
That was the goal line stand.
Yep.
And then the phantom, you know, from the Beverly side, the phantom pass interference on fourth down to give Gloucester an untimed play. Still stuffed them. So.
Oh,
that
yes.
Was fun. That
yes.
Was, I mean, the Super Bowls were great, and they all had drama, but that game right there, because we had gone through 7 years, since I got here, where we hadn't had a winning season. And the year before was 5-5, and we felt like we were climbing. And then to finish that year 9-1 was just like, all right, we're here now. Like, we've reached where we should be.
Beverly football coach Jeff Hutton, what's top of mind right now for him regarding the football team?
Want them to compete this year. I don't think at times we did that, you know. And I think that's the one thing that, if you know, that was kind of like the hallmark I felt. Like, you'd ask what my strengths were or what, and I didn't really answer that. But I think if you watched us when we were in Manchester, right, we were outnumbered when we were still in the Cape Ann. We had no chance to beat those Linfield teams with 70 kids on the sideline while they're 22, you know. But, you know, when their coaches would tell you or they'd see you, like, man, you guys are freaking tough. And they're like, I don't know how you do it, right? How are you competitive with those numbers? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when they tell their kids, like, guys, listen, like, don't take this team lightly. Like, they're going to hit you. They're going to be ready. They're going to be prepared. And I think that's what you didn't see enough of last year. So I think if you're saying what's the strength, I think that's it. Like, I think we, you know, as a staff, do a really good job of making our kids believe that they're better than they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and I think that's huge, right? That's the, you know, optimist in me, as you say, right? Like, if you don't have that, then you're always going to be looking for the other shoe to fall, or like the half empty instead of the half full. So
Beverly High football coach Jeff Hutton. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.